flat-out gorgeous isn't an accepted art critical phrase, but it's hard not to use it for a recently published large-format book called Ohio in Photographs. Two Ohio-based photographers, each of whom know the state well, are represented in the book, and John Flashman, writer with strong Cincinnati and Ohio ties, provides the engaging text. The photographers, Ian Adams and Randall Lee Scheiber, are deliberately self-effacing here. The only way to know who took what is by deciphering lists by page given in relatively small print at the front of the book. There it is also noted that one photograph, which appears in full and also as a detail, is by photographer Gary Coleman. It's splendid, and those who designed the book apparently couldn't do without it. Coleman took the picture from the far side of the Ohio River, looking at the little town of Pomeroy, which is set off by clouds and a rising hill. Another couple of shots are provided by institutions no photographer given and include a striking view of a polar bear at the Columbus Zoo, seen from directly below. As though the bear was on a glass sheet? I can't quite figure out how this came about, but it does catch the attention. It's the uniformly excellent work of Adams and Scheiber that carry the book, however. They are not, here, very interested in people, but the physical surroundings of our state are endlessly engaging to them and to the reader. Both photographers are described as naturalists and landscape specialists, and they see history in the look of the land. Flashman's text helps to flesh this out. Describing what ancient glaciers, descending and retreating, did to shape what we see today, he says, "In the Ohio landscape, ice was fate." The book is not particularly interested in those who live in that landscape. My notes say, more birds than people appear, and that may be true, but the photographers also are interested in buildings, the structures people live in, work in, and design and construct. So, barns are a significant part of the landscape in various sections of the state. There's a photograph of a large one, a spreading mansion of a barn, with the shape of Ohio painted on one side and words noting the state's bicentennial in 2003. A round barn located in Auglaize County, with two levels of roof and topped by a cupola, can be contrasted with an octagonal one fronting on a cornfield near Bryan, Ohio. And of course, there's a generously sized barn with one side given over to the familiar admonition, "Chew mail pouch tobacco, treat yourself to the best." Not all is given over to views steeped in tradition. A building by contemporary architect Frank Gehry on the campus of Case Western Reserve in Cleveland is so accented by curves that it appears in the photograph here as though it might take off at any moment, and almost makes our Frank Gehry on the University of Cincinnati campus look staid. Generally speaking, though, these photographers, at least in this book, prefer established looks and handle them with understanding and affection. The book is organized into five sections reflecting location. Southwest, our part of the state, includes Serpent Mound, Sunrise, as seen from Eden Park, Crone Conservatory, Spring Grove Cemetery, and other familiar locations. It's a pleasure to see our own area as these talented photographers see it. Certainly, there is much more to the state than this handsome book covers, but it does what it sets out to do and shows us how much beauty is at hand. Ohio in Photographs, A Portrait of the Buckeye State, is published by Ohio University Press. For a link to more information, cwvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.